This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food.
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello, and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy. And we are on FaceTime right now.
We're FaceTime recording this from our homes because it's Corona time.
It's Corona time.
And so we apologize in advance if like the sound isn't like up to, you know, your guys' standards. Or if like, I don't know, things might get weird. Like I feel like it's weird to be sitting here on my bed talking to like a world.
Yeah. And I'm like looking at you on the FaceTime, and I'm looking at Bruce right here too, and he's just like, what the hell is going on? And it's just weird. Things are getting weird.
So today we are going to be talking about very relevant content, which is like anxiety as it relates to corona anxiety.
Yeah,
corona anxiety. And also, Sammy's gonna give everybody an update what it's like in real time, what it's like to be a corona bride, because these are scary times.
Weddings are getting canceled. Coachella is getting canceled. Tom Hanks is getting coronavirus.
He's not just getting it; he has it.
He has it. And his wife. It's almost like the coronavirus picked like the exact person who's like.
Yeah. Did you see Whitney Cummings tweeted that?
Yes. 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 Exactly. Yeah. That was my first thought.
Yeah. It was like they picked the one person for us to have to actually take it seriously, which you and I have been, you've been taking it more seriously for longer than I jumped on the boat of taking it seriously. And
keep going.
And then the world was like, oh, fuck, because the whole thing, like, even in the beginning when everybody was like, oh, the flu has this many deaths and we have like 2 cases. Like, yeah, that's true. But that's, you have to look at the rate of it changing, of it doubling, because like, that's really what matters, because yeah, it looks calm now, but in a week it's going to be wild. And that's what we saw everywhere. Like in Italy, like the day Italy shut down, I was like, all right, we've got to chill. We've got to stay home.
Yeah. I mean, I was taken seriously because I read Twitter. The fact that I read Twitter gives me a lot of anxiety, but it also shows me like realities, because you have actual people tweeting about their like personal experiences. So like, it's not a news headline that like, for, it wasn't a news headline for a while that like they were rationing the tests for it. But I was reading about people's threads of people who like had all the symptoms, had been to like places or had contact with people, and they weren't able to get tested. And I think that like the biggest issue with this is that the United States government has tried to play down what the problem is. So people didn't really take it seriously. And yes, it's true that it doesn't really impact young people as much and that it's not as bad of an illness, but it is 10 times more deadly than the flu for the elderly population. And also we spread the virus. So like, that's why at this point when it's not just going from like one person and you can't isolate the cases, that's why community action basically has to be taken. And like, we all have to like kind of separate for like a few weeks. I know that's like really weird, but like there's this whole thing with like flattening the curve, which basically means that like either the rate of infection can go up exponentially, like very quickly, very soon, and then the hospital system will get overrun. So even like a mild case or any other issue that anyone has, like a heart attack or a stroke, like regular things, that would all overload the health system. So that would make it a really high death rate compared to like in countries where they have gotten it under control through like measures that feel really extreme, but like you kind of have to do them.
Yeah, but that's, which is what happened in Italy, is that their hospitals are at like operating at like 200% and their rates of mortality are going up, not from Corona, but from all other like diseases or whatever causes death that normally wouldn't if you had a provider that didn't have Corona or had a bed to go on. So that's the thing. And I get the flattening the curve. It's like just basically socially distanced, which is so funny because millennials
wanted to be socially distant.
All we talk about is canceling plans all the time. Like we're getting what we wanted, and all I see is people on fucking Insta story complaining that they're bored. Are you kidding me?
Honestly, like I am so far from bored. Maybe I'd feel differently if I wasn't dealing with like the wedding, but I'm so far from bored. I work all day. I talk to people from work all day. I'm
bored
busy.
At all. If
me
anything,
neither.
I'm like, I'm more calm
waiting
at
to be
home,
bored.
Knowing I'm not like, I'm calm at home. I feel safer, except for the fact that Rusty works in a hospital. And
how do you feel about that?
I feel okay. Like we said, it's okay if he and I get it. As long as, I mean, it's not okay for him to get it really, because you can have it for up to 5 days, or you could be completely asymptomatic and like not know you have it and then infect other people, because he can then affect the people he sees in the hospital. It's okay for me to get it as long as I stay away from everyone, especially like Rusty's dad or anybody who has like, who's over 60. I mean, it's definitely like causing some anxiety. I mean, I tried to stay away from Twitter as long as I could. Like my dad was sending me stuff, and then like when my dad, who is like a very, very calm and researched person, started telling me like, stay the fuck home, Aileen, just do it. And then like sending me all this shit. And I was like, I tried to stay away from Twitter because I find Twitter gives, because there's so much, it's really hard to discern what's panic and what's like fact, or like what's, you know what I mean? So it was hard for me to find stuff that I could believe. And then it's sort of the same way the virus was growing exponentially. Then there was so much more kind of serious information out there that you couldn't deny. So that's,
I mean,
how are you feeling?
Oh my God. It's like, I've been having like massive panic attacks for like 2 weeks, like literally because here's the worst part of all of this. You know, I've always been like afraid of like the apocalypse, you know, I'm always planning for it. I'm always like, what's it going to be? Is it going to be a cyber attack? Is it going to be like, I'm always prepped. Like, will it be some massive, run on the financial system.
Yeah, you keep your money
system,
under
like,
the mattress. Yeah.
Yes, I'm a money under the mattress gal, but like not literally, so no one come rob me. Like,
$20.
Some coins from like foreign currencies.
Like accidentally in like an ashtray.
Yeah. So I had a huge fear, and like I spoke to my therapist about this several times throughout the wedding planning. I was like, there's going to be something that happens. And like when there was that whole thing with Iran, like in the beginning of January, I was like, oh, there's going to be a cyber attack. No one's going to be able to fly. No one's going to be able to get anywhere. No one's going to be able to do anything. I've been fearing a thing interfering with my wedding forever. I have it like ingrained in me that like I can't just have a nice moment. And like I knew that something would happen. So the worst part of all of that is the conditioning that it just did to me, because it, like all the times everyone's like, don't worry, it's going to be fine. It's like, no, my worrying was not wasted. I genuinely had something to be worried about. And look, it's here.
Yeah.
Personally, I didn't guess it would be a pandemic. That just like wasn't on my list. But like,
what do you mean? What do you mean the conditioning? Like I feel like, but it's happened. It's by chance that like the thing you worried about happened. It's not
yeah,
like
that.
You willed it and it, it validates it.
It's like, oh, I wasn't overreacting. Like, and then it sort of puts a sheen. It puts like on all of my worries and my overreactions. It's like, oh, maybe I wasn't overreacting then. So maybe I'm not overreacting now. So it really just did a number on that whole situation, to be honest. Like, but I know that this is like,
yeah, to see the silver lining though, is that like you experience that type of anxiety, it happens, you get through it, and then it prepares you for the next time where it doesn't seem like such a catastrophe, like if whatever you anticipate does happen.
Well, I will say the real silver lining is that what I remembered about myself, because I hadn't like seen this part of myself in a while, is that I actually thrive best in an extreme crisis. Or in like extreme comfort. I thrive in extreme comfort and extreme threat. The problem is in the middle where I'm like overreacting.
Side note, should we tell everyone about our phone call yesterday? And we were on a call yesterday. Sammy had some news to tell me, but she'll get to it later. But we were on a call and she's like, hold on, my Costco order came. and then... So her Costco order comes and I'm like, what did you get? So she's doing like a virtual unboxing, like via audio. And she's like, I've got some like toilet paper and paper towels. I've got some, you know, fruit or avocados. And then I got 3 pounds of cream cheese. And I'm like, I'm so jealous.
Yeah. It's not whipped though. So, yeah. Sorry, they didn't have whipped. But we do use a lot of cream cheese in this house.
I was just illustrating how you do well in extreme circumstances.
It's weird. Like I am able to like reach into resolves of maturity that I don't normally have, to be honest with you. Like we canceled the wedding. Like we're postponing it. Like this wedding is canceled. That's the news. I mean, I'll get to why in a second, but like the second that like we decided as it was, okay, I woke up yesterday and I had several wedding items on my to-do list, like to like order menus.
Yeah.
And like all this shit. And this is how fast this whole thing is changing, is that by like 6 p.m. we were like, we're canceling. And it was like in the works. And then we started telling everyone. And I immediately went into like, okay, now where are we going to do the wedding? I went to a venue this morning where I was right before this, like, cause I wanted to go see it when it wouldn't be crowded and like before it potentially closes, you know what I mean? So
is this the considered venue that you were telling me about?
This is the considered venue. My friend is an event director at like a museum in New York, and she was like obviously really helpful, and she's like,
yeah,
whatever. So, I mean, I feel I don't know if I'm getting like what money I'm getting back yet, but my planner is like working on it. She's been like very understanding about like the whole, you know, it's really like, it just sucks. Like they don't really know what to do yet. But I have the insurance also just in case, but we're going to try to get back as much as we can. We might still use the DJ, or some of the other vendors if possible. Like I would still want to use my planner if I could, it's just,
yeah.
Just unclear, you know what I mean? So, but I also like, I'm making provisions. Like I also contacted like another planner that I knew like in passing. Like I just am trying to like speak to as many people as possible just so that I can like go. I just immediately went into action, you know what I mean?
That's great.
Like I started like finding out like, okay, like how else could we do it? What could we do? And we're gonna move it to New York because like even if this calms down, I personally think it's gonna be like a month or two, to be honest.
I feel like it's going to be bad for the next 2 weeks. Like people are going to have to stay home.
Yeah. Like people will be, well, I'm hoping you're right about the 2 weeks. Amanda in our office, her sister's works in like I think it's like an infectious disease clinic. She says that 2 weeks will be the peak.
Yeah.
And that's just like one person's opinion. Like, I don't want to like go by that. Like, that's just what like she said. Some people think it's like, I don't know. I think it's going to take a while. But also, so the, it might take a couple months. So we're thinking like maybe the wedding will be in June, maybe it'll be in October. Like it's kind of depends. But basically the reason we had to cancel it and like make it so definitive is because Avi's sister is coming, lives in Israel. A lot of his family lives in Israel. Our rabbi lives in Israel. His grandparents are, one of them is coming from Israel. The other is like elderly and like her husband, like he couldn't fly now. You know what I mean? So that's like a ton of family that can't come. Plus, like, what fun is a wedding when everyone's like, I won't touch anybody? Like, you know what I mean?
Or any of the food. I don't, like, you know, like, I don't want to touch what was, I don't know how this was prepared. Yeah, like, it's scary. And I also was thinking about the fact that, like, if we, the Ute, like, carry it and we're among, like, so many, like,
older people,
like, over 60, like, their chances of getting it from one of us, whoever might be carrying it, which is high, they could get it. And that's like not a risk worth taking.
Also, both my parents are over 60 and like my dad had cancer twice, like lung cancer. Like he can't fight this if it's really bad and the healthcare system's overrun. My mom, like my dad was going to come to the wedding. My mom, like obviously takes so many medications. Like she has so much shit. Yeah. She has an inhaler. Like, she, you know, honestly, for the first time in my life, I'm so happy she is a germophobic recluse. I can't even tell you. Like,
oh my God. Hold on. I wish I could send you a picture. People could see, but like Denise, Rusty's mom, has been texting us pictures of her care package that Rusty has to pick up from the house, which is literally like as if she's sending a care package to camp, except it's all cleaning. You like things.
Oh my God.
It's like mass amounts of Lysol, like so much hand sanitizer, so much soap, like literally. Yeah. And then she took a picture, she put it in a bag, she put it on the chair. She's like, Rusty, get it today.
Oh my God.
I'm like, great.
Avi and I found out that the Morton Williams near our apartment is getting a shipment of hand sanitizer today. And like after this podcast, I'm tasked with going to pick it up.
Read somewhere that hand sanitizer has to be like a very high percent alcohol base for it to actually be effective because some aren't. And the most effective thing is like really scrubbing your hands with soap, real soap, not like bullshit.
Oh, I've been like, my hands are so dry. You wouldn't imagine. Like this has obviously kicked up my OCD. Like the fact that I told you I put a Clorox wipe in my mouth. Like, okay, I'll tell you. Okay. Just between going to visit my potential new wedding venue and going to Starbucks to pick up coffee before this, I was in Starbucks and I like picked up a straw, but I accidentally tried to open the straw with my mouth for a second. And I got so nervous that first of all, I was holding my coffee cup with a Lysol wipe because that is how I hold things in public now. And that I actually like put the Lysol wipe like on my mat, like in on my mouth in the spot. Did you like throw up? It was only like right here in the corner. So I like put the Lysol wipe there
and spot treated.
Yeah, and then I came home and I brushed my teeth and I scrubbed my hands and like that is the sitch. Like, and every time I leave the house, I like disinfect my shit that I touched when I left.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I take a Clorox wipe, put it all over my wallet. Yesterday, I took cash out of the ATM. I Clorox wiped the cash.
I Clorox wipe my. I alcohol wipe my phone. Like, we have these alcohol wipes. Like a lot.
Yeah, I think I also read this thread about what you should do, like, if you actually get coronavirus and you're, like, young and okay. Like, you just have to get, like, a lot of cough medicines and, like, a humidifier and, like, a bunch of stuff like that.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed.
Okay, so I feel like we should answer some questions. People wrote in a lot of questions asking Sammy about what she's going to be doing, which she said she's canceled. I think that's very brave of you to cancel. I mean, it's a big step. And then you just like, once it's so much harder to be in limbo when you don't know what to do than when you make a decision. You're like, this is just what we're going with. I'm confident. Now I know what to do.
Yes.
I feel like it's scary, but then you can handle it.
I honestly felt like relieved after it happened. And I don't know. I started thinking about how like, this is a moment that like really scared me that like I knew was going to come and like now it's here. Like I feel almost like relieved that like now it's here and like it's here and it's just now I know what it is. And I like am here and it's fine.
It's fine.
It's not fine, but like my therapist is giving me lots of like encouragement and stuff.
Like what? Like what? No, share with everyone.
Okay, here's a good anxiety exercise that I will. Okay, this is I want to share something from the weekend when I put on my story while I was in Beaver Creek, which I'm so happy we got that trip in just under the wire. So I was like having a panic attack. So I texted her, I'm really anxious about Corona affecting my wedding. Things keep getting canceled. I'm worried it's going to fall apart and no one will come or flights will be canceled. I'll be on the hook with these vendors. We won't even get to have the wedding. We're away skiing for anniversary and I can't even enjoy it because of this. So she texts me back and her message to me is basically about like mindfulness, like that if you just kind of like embrace in the moment and like see what it feels like to like just be where you are, that's like the most calming thing basically. And just keep returning your mind to like the present. It's basically mindfulness without being like, oh, you have to meditate for 10 minutes. So this is her response. I know these are very uncertain times and it's so very hard to not know how your wedding will or won't be impacted. For the most part, I hope you can keep returning your brain to the present and the experience of skiing over and over, since of course the rumination won't change the outcome. Try to focus. This is the good advice, I think. Mm-hmm. Try to focus on sensory cues, what it feels like to move, what it looks like to ski through snow, what it sounds like. If it helps, develop a backup plan for what you want to do, blah, blah, blah. But if not, all you can do is give yourself a mental workout with all the refocusing on the present that you can muster. So like, I started trying to do that with like other stuff. Like when I have Bruce, just like, he's here and like he's so nice, like look at him on the video so and like cute. What it really feels like to like have him and like just so I can like actually appreciate like what's happening now and not be like frantically like what's gonna happen.
Yeah, so that's good. So your therapist sent that advice, like the mindfulness?
Yes.
So it's where is it, do you feel like it's effective?
I do feel like it's effective, but you have to like do it all day and that's very difficult.
It's a practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. So should we read some questions from people asking all about you, your wedding? Just overall, people were asking us some questions about like precautions and what we're doing. So people asked, are we still taking the subway? Are we still going to the gym? Are we going to be buying more food? And are we canceling our travel plans? Okay, so are you taking the subway?
No.
no, no, no. There are people who are still working. Like, there are a lot of law firms that are not closing down.
Yeah. I mean, I think that personally, that's irresponsible. If a company like could work from home, I think that they should be, because
I find it crazy. Like, they could be liable if they don't tell people to go home, or like, at least at the very least, if you're not comfortable, go home.
The pace that this like has changed, it's like, if you're not ahead of it, you're really behind it. That's sort of what I know. Like, and I know that on Sunday night, like, you and I were going back and forth about like, should we close? Do we want to instill panic? But like, I've only become so much more confident in that decision because, first of all, we're very lucky that we can work from home. Like, we can do this. We're like built for this. I mean, it's obviously better to be in person, but like, we are very lucky. We're very lucky we're not like in the service industry. There are a lot of people who can't just postpone stuff. Like, they have to go to their job. Like, they can't afford to not. And like, that's what's so scary about the situation and like what could potentially overload the health system. Like, that's why it's up to us, I think, to not really be going places, because like, we don't need to.
Yeah. You know? I feel bad for a lot of the businesses, specifically like the ones that require foot traffic, and like a lot of restaurants,
really like, so
ghost towns, gyms, like nail places, like really just so many different places. And then I was reading that they were different states are changing, or different companies, like big companies are changing like people, like hourly workers, like sick leave, so that they can be paid during that time. So, I mean, I honestly never even thought of that, that like people are afraid, like even if they did get sick, they're afraid to not go to work because they can't afford to not get paid. That to me is like, I didn't think about that until I was reading all about it.
Well, so that's where Twitter is. So like, that's where I got kind of like, I was able to get the full picture early, because you have someone who's like, you hear people like throwing out these things that seem wild in the mainstream, but like, they're really happening to people. And like, they're like, if you read about the people whose like bosses like have told them to go to work, even if they're sick, or said that like their sick days, they like won't get extra 6 days or something, like those people are going to spread the virus. And that's why the system will become overrun. And like, not to connect this back to our Keep It 100 campaign, but this is why voting is important, because you want to have, in a crisis, you want to make sure that you have the right people who are going to do the right thing in a crisis. Like, I watched Bill de Blasio go on the news yesterday, and he totally downplayed it. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, you are going to seem so irresponsible in like 5 hours. It's a joke. And then he did.
He seemed irresponsible, right? Well, okay. Next question. We're not taking the subway. We're not going to the gym, obviously.
No, my boxing trainer is coming tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice. I obviously have a Peloton. And I did it today, but like the last few days I just hadn't been doing it. And I find that like I want to do it more when I can't. So, because I have, like, I'm playing hard to get with my bike. Like, it's there and I'm like, I have so much time. I could get it at any time. And then like, I don't. But so I fit it in today, but definitely I'm not going, no offense to any gym. It's just like, I'd rather try to be safe.
And it's not selfish. It's not to prevent like you from getting it. It's to, if you're a carrier, let's say it's for other people. It's for like the good of the whole thing. Like, everybody, it's like, it really is a crazy thing that like everyone in the world is all on the same page, or needs to get on the same page, that we're all doing this for each other's benefit. Like, so that we can all have, not like, we can minimize the damage of the next like 6 months to a year, really. I think I'm going to try to go for more runs, because I'm right near Central Park, and like, I don't think being outside is so bad.
No, it's not. It's not airborne. So it's really
like airborne, but
no, it's not. It's not airborne at all. No, they like downgraded it. Rusty told me from the hospital, they like brought it down from like aerosol to only droplets, so you can only get it. That's why like people wear masks, to protect them from, let's say, if like you're close to someone, someone could, when you talk, like you could get spit in your face, A, but also protects you from touching your own face, and you can get it into your mouth or your nose if like you touch something. I also Googled if like Sansa can get it. Like,
oh my God. I'm too afraid to Google it. What was your response?
I tried to read a bunch of different sources, but I read that even though it was transmitted originally from animals can't like, I mean, I don't know if this has been updated, but it's what I Googled was that animals can't necessarily get infected, but if you are shedding the virus, like there's viral shed, if like it can go on them the same way it can go on the floor. And
right.
So I don't really know.
And they can pass it. So they're like a carrier.
Possibly, but not really. Like it depends on the situation. It's less likely for them to get it.
Can you define the term viral shedding? Because I think that's a very important term that people will start to hear more. Are you Googling it right now? Because you're paused.
Do you need me to Google it? No, I can. Viral shedding.
No.
I just,
well, you were just talking about it. I'm sure Rusty talked to you about it. Because I read about that a lot.
Well, first of all, viral shedding, it's like when it reproduces, I think.
Well, no, I think it just means when you have the virus and you're getting rid of it. Because I read that on average, people who have it infect 2 to 3 other people.
Yeah, I remember it's like 1 to 2 to 3. Hold on. Viral shedding refers to the expulsion and release of viral progeny. Right. So it's after they reproduce, following successful reproduction during a host cell infection. Once a replication has been completed and the host cell is exhausted of all its resources in making viral progeny, so basically like its little babies, the virus may begin to leave the cell by several methods. So like, I'm assuming it physically comes off you, right?
Yeah, that's how I envision it.
Like shedding like a little donkey.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing with the dogs. It did come from animals, but I think it was because someone ate the animal with the virus. Yes. Not like they hung out with the animal. With the
virus. No, I know. But that says that that's saying that the animal originally had it.
Right. Yeah. Which is what they think.
But anyway, so anytime I walk Sansa, I clean her paws.
Oh, smart. I'm going to do that from now on.
Yeah.
I never clean them paws.
I clean them regardless of the virus.
How are you doing?
Do you know how much fucking urine is on the street?
Oh my God. True. How are you doing with the not touching your face? I've gotten a little better.
I'm trying. I'm trying and I just can't. Like, okay, I've been trying to, like, anytime I touch an elevator, I use my knuckles, but then sometimes I'll, like, to be safe, we'll touch my face with only my knuckles, and I'm like, fuck, now it's really defeating all the point.
Right. Well, I'm, like, I'm just trying to stay away from the eyes, nose, mouth, and ears. Like, if I touch my cheek, like, it's not, like I'm trying to not, but I try to stay, like, in the neck area.
I've been aware of the fact that
or the forehead.
Your face... Like, I just did it because you're doing it. Your face, like, itches all the time. Like, and that's why we're constantly touching it. Like, there's always something, like, to touch. Like, it's, the nerve endings are very thin. And so it makes you want to just touch your face. I never noticed it. Yeah, like, you're doing it right now.
Yeah, I just did it. I had an itch.
I need, like, a straitjacket.
A lot of changes to society that come out of this, more changes, obviously, the longer it goes on. And I think that, like, when I said that this is like our 9/11, I just mean that in the sense that, like, it's a very big deal that shifts the way things are. What I mean is, I think that a lot of things will change. Like, I think it's possible that if people get used to not shaking hands, like, we won't shake hands anymore. It's possible that people are going to become, like, much more sanitary from this. Maybe they'll become more isolated. Like, I could see people becoming more isolated. I could see this, like, if we're doing this for like a month or two, like more things becoming like automated in certain ways, like new businesses maybe coming out of this. Like, I think that there could be a lot of changes from this that we don't even see yet.
My favorite tweet / meme was the one we also posted. It was like, now we'll actually see which meetings could have been an email. Like, and I'm really enjoying the fact that we can we can get this shit done.
Yeah.
Briefly and virtually. Like, it doesn't all need to be this long. Because every time you meet in person, it's prolonged by 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, you just go on tangents and you just, and you're like, I don't have time for this shit. You're on a phone.
So, and Ashley's tweet about how you'll see which phone call could have been an email is even more.
Oh, yeah.
I know that tweet was about me. I had a conversation with her yesterday, and I saw the tweet. I was like, oh, that was about my conversation, probably.
Feeling self-conscious.
Honestly, sometimes I just rather not put things always in writing. Or sometimes you would want to put things in writing. It depends.
Well, yeah, I agree. So other people ask, are you buying more food?
I bought more food. I'll continue to buy more food. And I'm going to buy some, like, cold medicine and shit.
Cold medicine. Okay, that's smart. I didn't buy anything. I'm going away this weekend. This brings us to the next question. Are you canceling your travel plans? So my birthday is this Saturday.
And sucks.
Rosie's birthday is on Tuesday. And we're going to the Bahamas. But I messaged the hotel and they were like, there are no cases in the Bahamas. And I'm just going to like wear a hazmat suit in the airport. And
what are you going to wear in the airport?
I'm probably going to wear gloves and
my mom mask. My mom wears gloves in a restaurant. So not that
what
crazy.
Do you mean?
Like she went to a restaurant yesterday and she was wearing gloves.
Like winter gloves or surgical gloves?
I think surgical. I saw a picture. I'll show you a picture.
Your mom wore latex gloves to a restaurant?
Yeah.
And it was
I'll show you a picture. I mean, she doesn't care. Look.
Latex gloves. Oh, okay. That's insane. No, it's not insane. It's amazing. Mine are blue.
She's going to stay safe. Here's the thing. For once, I trust her to like really stay safe. Like, we're so lucky that we are homebodies. I don't know how Avi's going to handle it. Like, he needs to be moving.
My thing is that like wearing gloves, like you just have, I guess you don't have to wash your hands because you just take them off and throw them out. But like, you can still touch your face. With the gloves.
Right. You just have to not touch your face. It's really the whole game is cleaning your hands and not touching your face. Because even if your hands aren't clean, if you don't touch your face, you're less at risk. Then you're like less at risk personally.
Yeah.
You could still be carrier.
On Tuesday, because it's Rusty's birthday on Tuesday, and we were all going to Mrs. Doubtfire on Broadway. And they emailed yesterday saying they're postponing it till September.
Oh, yeah, I canceled a theater. I was supposed to go see Chicago tonight, and we're not going. We're just like...
But did they cancel it, the show?
They. I don't think they have, but they might. She's emailing them and calling them, and no one's even, like, answering. My mom's trying to call JetBlue to, like, change a flight. No one's answering anything. It's, like, that kind of thing.
I still haven't changed my flight to Japan, or canceled it, rather. Because we've been waiting till it was like more of an emergency for them to waive like your $300 cancellation fee. They wouldn't in the beginning, despite like all the travel advisories. Yeah, they might now, but I can't get on the phone with them. It's crazy. It's
this episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And They're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
Okay, guys, so on the topic of Sammy being a girl and a bride and having to cancel our wedding, we went to our Betches Brides group on Facebook and we were reading a bunch of threads and there are a lot of people asking questions because Sammy is not the only one going through this. It's, like we said, a pandemic as it relates to weddings also during this time. So I'm going to read one question from the group. Hello, Betches. I'm getting married in Ravello, Italy in the Amalfi Coast on May 29th. As many of you probably know, there was a recent outbreak of coronavirus in northern Italy and they've discouraged travel to that region. My wedding is in southern Italy, so there's currently no travel closures for that region. After the press conference with the CDC yesterday, both my fiance and I's parents have reached out to us saying they're concerned about traveling to Italy. Apparently, a few of the older wedding guests and people with children are saying they don't know if it will be safe to travel. They said that many reports are saying Rome Airport is likely to be closed, although that hasn't happened yet and may not. And that's the airport half my guests are using. They also said they think people won't want to have layovers at major European airports because of the international flights. My fiance and I aren't worried much at all, but we're a healthy young couple with no kids. The real concern is that many of our wedding contracts have a clause that we can get a refund or at least a partial refund if we cancel at least 90 days out, which is coming up in a week. Neither of our parents have told us to cancel, but we feel like they want us to, but they're not saying it. Also, my mom is a pretty cautious person, so I know if it were just a personal vacation for her, she would have canceled by now. My question is, what do you do? Should I try to reschedule, cancel the wedding to save the money, even though things may turn out fine? Or should I just wait and see, knowing I could lose a very large sum of money? Also, is it inconsiderate of me to keep everything on track, knowing this means some of my family won't be able to come? Sammy, give it to us. What should she do?
I mean, it's tough because it's like basically June and we're April, May. There's like 2.5 months till that. I think she should probably cancel and get her money back. And that way she can use the money towards another wedding in Italy later in the year, if it's possible. And like try to rebook for like September, October. I really think you should get your money back as soon as possible. It's like the safest thing to do because even if things are like fine, like Italy is right now in a major crisis and like, I don't think they're going to necessarily get it 100% together in 3 months. And even if they do have it together, the virus is still going to be spreading in Italy. So there are the concerns about older people. Like, I think that those concerns are just like going to be something we're living with for the next like few months to a year. Like, I don't That's right. Why I would say you should cancel, and you'll get your money back. You can do the wedding at a different time, the exact same wedding.
I would also agree. Like, it's better to be safer, and it's just kind of not worth it.
Worrying. It's not worth it. Like, it sucks. Like, I literally just did it. Like, it's really heartbreaking, but when you do have your wedding, it's going to be much more satisfying because it will be at a time when people aren't like panicking over a pandemic. Like, it really puts a damper on the mood.
Yeah, for sure. So if cancel if she hasn't already, because it seems like she probably sent this like a few days ago. Like, can you imagine how much has changed?
Yeah, I hope. Right. Like, the fact that like so much has changed, like, tells me that like you should be erring on the safe side. Everyone should be erring on the safe side because of how quickly things are happening.
Yeah. And we're not saying just like panic, just be more cautious.
Don't panic.
Yeah.
Cautious. It's not a panic thing. It's just you have to do what you need to do. I don't think canceling my wedding was a panicked move. I think it was like a reasoned move. Like, yeah. We spoke to our parents and they both were like, it really just makes more sense for you to cancel. And we like, once we saw that that was true, it was like, we're obviously going to cancel.
It's also, to me, doesn't make sense to spend that much money, like the way that you spend for a wedding or don't, whatever, to spend a considerably amount more money than a normal event for something that you're not 100% happy with. So like, you're going to be worried the whole time, you're going to be stressed, all these people couldn't be there, you're going to be worried, did I make the wrong choice? It's better to like just postpone so that you could really spend even if you lose some money, spend the money that you are spending on a day where it feels so much less like a burden or like a giant ball of anxiety.
Yeah.
There's other things to be anxious about on a wedding.
Yeah. And here's what I was like sort of thinking about. I was like, okay, like it sucks. I'm going to now be probably engaged for like a long time. Like, I'm very done being engaged. Like, I had a wedding plans, now I have to start over. Like, it's kind of wild. But first of all, I happen to like wedding planning. Second of all, like, this is a very scary thing. And like, we're very lucky, even, you know, those of us whose weddings are canceled, like, we're very lucky that like we get to be with our partner. You know what I mean? Like, you have a partner in this, which is a very special thing. Like, it's not to be taken for granted. And I think that like, ultimately this probably will make your relationship stronger in a way. Like, that's kind of how I see it.
That's
like, it's an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
See, I really just changed in a crisis. It is an opportunity to work together because you have to work together and you have to like deal with it together. It sucks.
Yeah. So let's answer some other questions. From the Facebook group or on Instagram, because we also asked the bride's Instagram, we asked the DSD Instagram, and we pulled some of the best questions. Okay, so any US-based honeymoon ideas we want to do? So these are wedding-based. We want to do Europe, but with coronavirus spreading, we are seeking alternatives. Remember when Zika was the issue?
Oh my God, my mom brought that up. She's like, remember Zika? I'm like, oh God, don't even. Like, don't you dare compare this to Zika. Like,
no, but I mean, remember when everybody was stressed about Zika and still are, like when it comes to travel and like, no.
I don't know anyone who has.
Yeah. People who use Zika as an excuse should be like laughing.
I don't even understand. Like, I haven't heard about Zika in a long time, but can I say, I'm very excited that the person who was on Obama's Ebola board or whatever, his like task force, is now going on Joe Biden's coronavirus task force. And I am happy about that, to see that that is happening, because like, I think the biggest issue with this is leadership, is that no one is like saying
stepping up,
like being real about it. But US-based honeymoon ideas, Amangiri.
It's so expensive.
Okay, but like, she was going to Europe.
I guess, but that place is really expensive. But yeah, Amangiri is like it's a luxury place. Napa's nice. Depends when.
You could go to the Bahamas. Like, that's we currently have a trip to Anguilla and St. Barts booked. I don't know if that's going to happen. I think we might have to that was supposed to be our honeymoon after we canceled our first honeymoon to Italy and Spain and Morocco. So now,
oh my gosh, well, we have at least this, you're getting. So, are you going to cancel?
Well, I don't know if we should cancel it.
Yeah. What's the policy of the airlines?
The flight was so cheap because it was from Florida. So we first have to fly to Florida now. It was $100 on the way there.
Oh my God.
The St. Martin. Yeah. But the hotel is expensive and they have like a 31-day cancellation policy, which is like kind of soon. I'm going to ask them if maybe they would like, well, one of them has that. The other one's cancelable.
Yeah, see if they could waive that policy.
Where else could people go? They could go to Miami.
Yeah. I guess they
could
go to Miami.
You could go to Blackberry Farms.
Another expensive farm.
Is it expensive?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't checked.
You could go in Canada.
Sedona.
Oh, that's pretty.
Oh.
You could go to Canada. If you're going in the summer, you could go to Banff. It's really, really pretty there. There's really blue lakes and it's like a nice place. You could also go in the winter. That's what you want.
Avi went to Montana one year. He said it was like beautiful. You go to Big Sky.
That's cool. Wyoming, yeah. The Kardashians are bringing back.
Yeah. Kiowa Island, South Carolina.
What about like the Keys, the Florida Keys?
You could do that. I think Jordana's going there soon.
Mm. Right? Yeah, she's going the weekend after me.
You could go to Mexico.
Yeah. I love Mexico.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So those are some ideas. Okay.
Do you have any more? I'm trying to think.
We'll try to come up with some and maybe we'll put it on the bride's Instagram.
If you're in New York, there's this really cute place called Scribner's Lodge in the Catskills. If you want something like really low key or not, it's very nice, but it's not like a trip if you are New York based.
Yeah. Go to the Hamptons.
You go to the Hamptons.
Okay. Should I ask guests if they are still coming or pretend it doesn't exist?
You should pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's great.
It's not really like your job to chase down your guests to like ask them their plans, honestly.
Well, I feel though, if like people aren't saying anything, you don't think like you would email like a mass. I don't know. I would, if you weren't canceling your wedding, like, okay, say your wedding was in New York, the same date, but it was in New York. What would you do?
We would have waited and seen.
For how long? Till when?
Probably until like a few weeks, like probably for like 2 more weeks.
What about like all the people flying in?
So we would have waited to see how long that lasted. Like if the issue with the Israel people, which is like a huge chunk of people, like is that Israel has instituted something where if you leave the country, and you come back, you have to be quarantined for 2 weeks. So that's their policy. And like, don't know how that was really going to work out for all those people. So I don't know. It depends who would still come. If the critical people would still come, that would be, and like, it depends on like what the status of the Israel quarantine is in like a few weeks.
Right. Question about
but I think asking. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. You think asking?
No. What's your question?
No.
Well, I think it depends on the situation. Like, it really depends on your situation. Like, is it destination? Are people flying? Like, I think you can also email everyone and be like, we're monitoring the situation. Please let me know if anything changes.
Right. Okay. I have a question about quarantining.
Yeah.
Let's say Israel makes you quarantine yourself. Who is, or is it like
regulating it?
Yeah, who's regulating it? Is it the honest system of quarantining?
I don't know. I can ask someone. Actually, I'll try to ask someone.
I like,
I'm not really sure.
Want to know that.
I mean, like, the mindset in Israel, I do believe people would do it.
But let's say in the U.S., you have to quarantine yourself if you're sick.
Wait, I know someone in quarantine. I'll tell you after. Real quarantine because she knows someone who has it.
quarantine, like she's social distancing herself from them. She's quarantining herself. Like she has it, or is she isolating herself?
She does not have it. She's in her home. And if you're not showing symptoms, you're allowed to like walk around your home. And she's not showing symptoms. Like you can like not be like isolated in your room. Like you can like wander freely in the home, but you can't go outside.
Oh my God. The worst part of it is like, if you're so sick, the last thing you want to do is be alone. Like that's the saddest part. And like, you have to take care of yourself.
I know. Like, did you ever see the movie?
I become such a baby when I'm sick and I'm just like, please.
I mean, I really hope you don't get sick. Did you ever see the movie Balto?
Balto?
Balto. It's a cartoon movie with the dog sledding and they get the medicine for like the kid.
No.
Oh my God. Okay. It's an animated movie. It's based on a true story about like the diphtheria epidemic in Alaska in like some year, a long ass time ago, and they didn't have like planes or something. And they basically like ran out of medicine and all these kids were quarantined. And this is a cartoon, keep in mind. So you have like talking dogs. It's a great movie. And you have all these kids in quarantine and this dog sled team has to bring the medicine to the kid.
Okay, so you're being taken care of by your dog. Okay, at least I have Sansa.
No, it just reminded me of that, like all these kids in quarantine and you see the dog like so sad that like her owner is in quarantine. She's like wants to save her owner so badly. It's so sad.
Oh, so sad.
It's probably available. You can watch it.
I'll check it out. I'll download it for my flight.
Please look at Bruce staring at me. He wants to leave. He's like,
oh, this is what he would be in quarantine. That's what he would stay in quarantine. Be like, okay, let's go to the next question. I feel like all of these are basically, I'm getting married in Tuscany. How do I deal with 60% of the weddings dropping out? You got to cancel. How do I politely tell people to stop sending me news articles? Ooh, this is good. How do I politely tell people to stop sending me news articles if I'm already nervous enough?
I did this. I was like, you're adding to my anxiety. Please stop. And now the person I said this to was actually my friend who's the events director at the venue that I use. And she was kind of like the whole time, she was like trying to like help me because she like does events and shit. And she's like, what are you going to do? But she was making me more anxious. But ultimately now, I'm grateful that she's got me on it. Yeah. Oh my God, wait. But okay, I have to tell you about the venue because I actually think it may be a sign that we're like supposed to get married there. Like, should I say the name? Because it's more the description of the place. Like, put it this way, the party of the wedding is literally being like a library that you like clear out.
That's great, Matilda.
I know.
It's
beautiful. But the room that I sent you, that room is a library. Like I went in and there are like people doing work. And then they transform it into a party.
I think that is a sign.
Also, there's a statue of Abraham Lincoln outside, and I call Avi like Honest Abe. Like it's an old joke we have.
And based on the name, you love history.
Wait, I have this, there's like a Constitution exhibit. There's an Oval Office exhibit. I might post a picture from it.
I saw that on Instagram.
Did you?
I saw that. Yeah.
Well, okay. This is should I Instagram this today?
Yeah, you should tell everyone you're creating a travel van from your apartment. for the next 30 days. Okay, let's do one more question from the Facebook group. Are you comfortable going to the gym during the spread of Corona? I live in a big city and I've stopped going to the gym altogether. Is it possible that gyms are going to be ghost towns for the next several weeks? I can already feel myself gaining back that holiday weight. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are like, I'm not really interested in going to a gym, but I find this time to be very unmotivating. Like just being home all the time makes you want to like, we're very lucky that we like to be home. I will say that. Some people can't handle it.
I like to be home, but honestly, I feel like I've Gross. Changed. No, I feel like I've changed since like back when I was just like obsessed with being home. I don't really love it as much. And I mean, I just like to be comfortable, but
yeah,
I like going out and about, and not being able to have it makes me kind of question everything.
Honestly, I feel like if as long as I can do 1 to 2 errands a day and just get outside for like a few minutes, I'll be okay.
Yeah. So
especially if I can run. I think you should run outdoors. Like, you're not going to get it from running outdoors. I might swim in my building.
No, don't.
Avi says chlorine would kill it. My hands are so dry.
I know, I've been lotioning. You think chlorine kills it? I would Google it.
He thinks it does, but Google that.
I'm sure it does, but like, I don't know how chlorinated your pool is.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Let's do non-scale wins, shall we?
Okay. Yeah.
You go, then I'll read. No, you read. Okay.
Should I read the listener?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, guys. I just want to say I love the podcast and you guys being honest and vulnerable about your own personal journeys. I wanted to share my non-scale win, which involves my first bridal dress fitting today. I've had a history of over-exercising, binge eating, and restricting. And usually if I had a fitting or a special occasion, I'd restrict and over-exercise to ensure I didn't gain any weight or feel negatively about my body image. Well, today, because I've refrained from that behavior by going to therapy and gaining support, that is not a thought on my mind. I had my usual breakfast, my strength training workout, and I even had a second meal by the time I headed in for my fitting at 2 p.m. Such a difference from where I'd be if this was 5 years ago. Again, so grateful for your podcast, and I look forward to hearing from you guys every Sunday. Love you. XOX. All the best.
I want to read a win from the Facebook group that I saw yesterday that I personally loved. Okay, here it is. DISR's Tomorrow Wears Facebook group. If you're not in it, go join. So this person writes, I don't weigh myself at home, but this morning I went to the doctor and I've lost 35 pounds. I have to say, I don't think I could have done it without this podcast. The amazing guests Ooh. Are such a great resource, but also just not feeling alone listening to Sam and Aileen say what I felt my whole life. In the time that I've listened, I've not only lost weight, but I've run 3 5Ks, signed up for a 10K, joined a running club, and done about 75 Orange Theory classes. I've also had wine, ordered pizza, made pancakes on Sundays, and eaten birthday cake in the office. Isn't that cute?
Wow, that's great.
I thought it was a non-scale win because she said she didn't just talk about like weight loss. She talked about she did a 5K. She signed up for half marathon. She like ate cupcakes. Like I liked it a lot.
She changed her life. She's like Brittany runs a marathon.
Yeah. I mean, I've also changed so much through this podcast, but okay, what's your win, Sammy?
Here's some good news that I just learned via the SUP text chat. The World Health Organization has announced that dogs cannot contract coronavirus.
Yay! In real-time news!
Brucey, you're safe!
Fun, you're okay!
You don't even get it, Bruce. So I guess Bruce will be able to be like the dog in Balto after all.
Okay, is that your dog's win or your win?
That's Bruce's win. My win is that I put this on my Instagram this weekend. I got like very good at skiing. Or not like very good, but I got like...
You did look good.
I got like, thank you. I got like to a level where I'm satisfied with myself and I had just such a great time. Like this is how good I wanted to be so that I could enjoy it and not be terrified on like a normal mountain.
And I got
down some really hard mountains.
It's so much better to ski out there and feel confident in yourself. Like, it's better than in New York City because it's just ice and you fall and it hurts like fucking hell.
And it's dangerous and you feel out of control when it's icy. So it was really good. it was a great time. And I feel like I got better and I'm happy with that.
Good job.
What's your win? Thank you.
My win is I feel like I'm very proud of myself for it. It's that I went to Boston this weekend, besides my rock climbing, which obviously was great. But
yeah.
But actually, it was a big win for me to do that because I was very scared to do it. Like my knee, no one's holding you. And I was very surprised with my strength. My brother was like cheering me on. He was like, wow, Aileen, you're so strong. That wasn't my win, but I just like to brag there. Yeah. My win is that I felt ready to actually do Lisa Hames' like Ditch Diets for Good fundamentals course. I did the whole thing on the drive back from Boston, and I'm trying a whole like mindful eating approach this whole week, and it's been great. Like I'm gonna pause it there. I'm not gonna say any more. I'll give you guys a larger update when it's longer than the day, this amount of time, because I said to myself, I'm only gonna do it for 1 week because. Okay, really short thing. Like
this
one
is a good
step
week
at a time.
To do it.
I know it's a good week. Well, not really, no, because you're home constantly, food everywhere, which leads, and you're not like distracted to the point where, you know, you're not around a kitchen. Right. So,
but it's not like good food. It's not like nothing here is that great, or at least for me. It's all sort of like meh.
You did
Although
just get
friend,
a tub of cream cheese.
Okay, but I'm gonna eat that with like nothing that great, you know. No, I don't have a bagel. Like,
do I need to remind you all of the things you can dip in cream cheese? Yeah.
My friend just gave me a donut from Daily Provisions to make me feel better. So I'm going to eat that later.
Nice.
Well, the nice thing is that's a great non-scale win. I started her course, but like then I had to get more back into the wedding diet. So I didn't.
That's
but
what
it
I mean.
Was really
I,
great. And I love her.
I didn't do it. I said to her, I'm not ready. I'm not going to do it until I'm ready. And then I feel like it's such... There's such a difference. Because I knew, like, when I read intuitive eating, like, back when we did it, I was like, whatever, sure. Like, you know, you read it, I'm like, I'm going back on my diet. Or, like, when I read the Fuck It Diet, I'm like, this is great. Like, you know, it's awesome. I can't relate to being in this mindset. So then but I think Lisa's thing, which I'll talk about another time, like, if I continue to stay on this, but I think it's before, it's like a level under, intuitive eating. And I really think if anybody's considering like maybe pausing a diet and they don't know kind of where to go, I really recommend doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was just a great few days and I feel better.
It definitely like really helps. Like I think she's great. I really love her, like her whole like approach, like philosophy, everything, just like the way she like talks about food. Like, I think it really is something that's like achievable rather than like so far from something that like I could wrap my mind around. The good part and the disappointing part is like, I don't really need to be as intense on my wedding diet right now, but I'm also disappointed because like I had to keep fucking doing this. Like I thought I literally had started like, basically like minimize, like really eating like much more protein and much more cleanly like on like March 1st. And now it's
just
doesn't
matter. Yeah, but now you can just sort of, you can be like in a balanced mode.
Yeah. I'm going to not go crazy. Like there's no need.
No need. Maybe you could do the thing. Now we have all this time at home. I'm telling you, do the course only when you're ready, but maybe after your wedding. Now
I started the course. I did 2 weeks of the course. I have to do the third week of the course.
Yeah.
That's what I'm up to.
When I'm more in it, when it's been longer than a week or I feel like I've really made a difference, but I feel like there's so many tools in there that change your perspective. And that's a lot for me to say because I feel like I know so much or we know so much when it comes to this, like the diet industry, nutrition, like all of it. So anyway, that was my win. Right. I'm proud of myself.
So I actually think her method has a lot in common with what my therapist told me about the feelings, like feeling what it's like to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I think that it is similar. I think it's a similar skill. You're assessing like your internal feelings like, do you, and you're like really sitting with them and you're like, do I really want to eat this? Or like, what do I actually want to eat? What is my body asking for? I think it's like a similar skill to be able to like just focus internally and like, and ignore the external stimuli for like a second, or not ignore them, but like be so present in them that it's not like frantic to and me, that you can't control yeah. yourself.
For me, it was a shift of focus. Like before, everything I ate was a focus of how many calories was this, or how many points was it, or like, you know, is it on plan? And I thought that was good, right? But now when I'm shifting the focus of like, do I want, how does this taste? Is it good? Like, not even do I want it? Like, do I like it? Like, right. you know, that kind of thing. And just eating a little bit slowly, just a little bit. And then my, what I've noticed is that I've recognized new things about myself. Like when I start to feel any type of shame or like guilt, and what happens when that happens. And it's, I feel like my brain is like opening very, very slowly and being more aware of things about my sort of disordered eating that I thought were kind of normal before.
And
a huge part of that is to be able to, I'm sure we'll do an episode later, but like I made a whole list of goals, mindful eating goals for myself that I didn't put in the beginning of my notebook, which was the official goals for the year. So I made like an addendum goal list.
Oh, yes.
And I will, my next step is to cross out official goal and replace it with this when I'm ready.
God, that's so funny. Oh, the official goal is like weight loss. I see.
Yeah, the weight, my original goal was like lose 10 pounds and maintain it. Now,
yeah,
I made a different list.
Right.
And I might cross it out, physically cross it out. It's going to be cathartic.
Yes, it will be. Okay, that's great. I want to just.
Yeah.
I just wish I could like not care about food. Although, honestly, I've never been less focused on food.
You have to care.
I've never been less focused on food than the past like 2 weeks. I will say that. Like,
I think
since Palm Springs,
you have to care. But you don't have to care about if it makes you lose weight or not. You care if it's filling you or like
right.
if it's nutritious rather than like,
right.
is this going to make me thin?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Do that.
Okay. So,
so Corona updates. Sammy's canceled her wedding. Ring the bells.
Not like for good, just for now.
She's, yeah, for now. Canceled it for now. And we're proud of you collectively, the DST, all the DST communities in Aileen.
Thank you.
We're proud of you.
Thank you.
And guys, and email us any of your, like if you're going through any anxiety, DM Sammy if you also have a wedding. You're a Corona bride. Maybe you need to make a Corona bride Facebook group.
Oh my God. Corona couples, Corona brides. There's a whole Corona groom. There's like a whole franchise we can make here.
Yeah. Maybe
Corona
start
kids.
To say, I'm a Corona bride.
Corona kids.
Oh my God. And yeah, guys, leave us a review on iTunes. We're sorry again. This is a bit different than when you normally hear, but we're doing our best here. And,
we'll just have to bring the entertainment even double.
We're socially distancing ourselves, but we're not distancing you from great conversation.
It is for the best.
It's for the best. All right.
All right.
Should we do our sign off?
Yes. We're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.